Jane Doe, not her real name, says, I'm 34, and for the first time in my life, I'm completely and totally in love. We've known each other for more than 2 years, but it seems like forever. From the moment we met, we clicked. He's the only person that knows the real me and accepts me the way I am. I can tell him anything without fear of judgment, and I think about him all the time. There's only one little problem. He's my boss. Because of this, we've not been out on a date. He's extremely afraid for his job and doesn't want to do anything that can be construed as me getting special treatment at work. I respect that and would never want to get him in trouble, but I can't stop the way I feel. Sometimes I know that he feels it too. I recently tried telling him everything. He refuses to say one way or another how he feels about me. He said he recently got out of a very bad relationship and that I should keep my options open and not wait for him. But I believe if you took away work, we would have a very good life together. Any advice you could give me that would help make these tears stop or the pain go away while I'm trying to figure out what's going on would be greatly appreciated. Jane Doe, I will have my mother Delilah response to you next. Delilah. Jane Doe writes and talks about a boss she has a crush on who will not tell her how he feels. Jane, he's telling you how he feels. By saying, go out with someone else, don't wait for me, he is telling you loud and clear he is not interested in a committed relationship with you. He is telling you how he feels. You don't want to hear it. You want to pretend in your head that if it weren't for work, you would have a great life together. When two people are in love, when somebody is stupid in love, it won't matter about work. They break all the rules. Believe me, honey, I know. Go get the book. Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man by Steve Harvey. Or He's Just Not That Into You, and read them. And it will clue you in to what he isn't saying. Because what he isn't saying is saying everything. Good luck.